This is Charles Carroll with the BBC News. President Obama has unveiled what he described as the most important step America has ever taken to combat climate change. He said this generation was the last that could address the issue, and the United States had to take action.
This is one of those rare issues because of its magnitude, because of its scope, that if we don't get it right, we may not be able to reverse. And we may not be able to adapt sufficiently. There is such a thing as being too late when it comes to climate change.
Mr. Obama's plan aims to cut carbon dioxide emissions from U.S. power plants by almost a third before 2030, a steeper reduction than had been expected. Correspondents say it's seen as a challenge to other countries ahead of the Paris Climate Change Conference in December. The plan has been welcomed by the United Nations and the European Union, but Republican politicians say they'll oppose it, fearing it will damage the U.S. economy. And the president of the Coal Association in the state of West Virginia, Bill Rainey, described the plans as an assault on the coal industry.
It paralyzes any expansions or involvement of anybody using coal to make electricity in this country. So it's very devastating. I mean, someone talked about Obama creating his legacy. Well, he's doing it on the backs of the coal miners of Appalachia.
The United States has confirmed that it has for the first time used air power to defend American-trained forces fighting in Syria. The Defense Department said U.S. aircraft had helped them during a skirmish with the al-Nusra Front, an affiliate of al-Qaeda. The Israeli defense minister says there will be no compromises in the battle against what he called Jewish terrorism. Moshe Yalon said that it was a battle for the character of Israel itself. The comments follow the death of a young Palestinian child in an attack thought to have been carried out by a hardline Jewish nationalist. The Security Cabinet has already approved the extension of administrative detention, imprisonment without trial, to Jewish suspects. The American airline Delta is banning the worldwide shipment of wildlife hunting trophies as freight on its planes. The decision follows a row over the shooting of Zimbabwe's most famous lion, Cecil, by an American dentist. Barbara Platt-Usher has more details.
As recently as May, Delta said it would continue to allow the shipment of hunting trophies. But now it's announced it will no longer accept lion, leopard, elephant, rhinoceros, or buffalo remains. Delta flies direct to a number of African cities, including Johannesburg, and was the subject of an online petition to ban such shipments. A number of U.S. lawmakers also weighed in recently, introducing legislation named after Cecil that would extend protections of the Endangered Species Act.
Barbara Platt-Usher with that report. World News from the BBC. Parliament in Kosovo has amended the constitution to allow the creation of a special court to investigate alleged war crimes committed by ethnic Albanian fighters during the war in the 1990s. The opposition boycotted the vote, but the Prime Minister, Issa Mustafa, said that finding the truth about some of the allegations against the now disbanded Kosovo Liberation Army was a challenge that Kosovans had to deal with. The KLA has been accused of, among other war crimes, killing Serb captives to remove and sell their organs in the black market. Jurors at the trial of James Holmes, the man who shot dead 12 people at a cinema in Denver 3 years ago, have unanimously decided that he could face the death penalty when he's sentenced. The jury has already found him guilty of 165 charges, including murder, attempted murder, and explosive offences. The leader of the Spanish region of Catalonia has called for early parliamentary elections next month in what's widely seen as a push towards independence. Last year, the Spanish Supreme Court suspended the regional government's efforts to hold a referendum on independence. Catalonia's president, Artur Mas, explained why he was calling early elections.
Catalunya, però, no viu en condicions normals.
Catalonia is not living under normal conditions. When an emphatic and clear majority of a country wishes to exercise, democratically and peacefully, its right to decide, but this right is being rejected constantly, dialogue and negotiation become blocked. It means we are facing an exceptional situation that also requires exceptional decisions.
Police in Brazil say they've arrested José Jiseu, who served as chief of staff under then-president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva between 2003 and 2005. He's the most senior member of the governing Workers' Party to be arrested as part of an investigation into alleged corruption at the state-owned oil giant Petrobras. And that's the latest BBC News.